G'day everybody. I wanted to just pop in today and talk a little bit about community. So some of you will know that I have just launched my first book, self-published as of the 17th of December 2024, which is exciting. It's called Finding Your Tribe, From Isolation to Connection. And it includes some of my story about being, isolated as a mum with a three-month-old, having just moved away from from all family and friends. I didn't know anyone. My husband was working all the time, and he was working with his parents. So during my tenure in Townsville, where they live, they looked after my children twice, once because I was in hospital, so Trevor could come and visit me for an hour. So I didn't have family support at all locally to me, and so I had to go on this journey. So this is the story of that, but it's also the things that work to create community around you. Now, for some people, the book is going to be maybe too prescriptive. For other people, you'll just take bits and pieces and run with what works, and that's great as long as you're getting out there and doing something with it, because the book is designed for you to have an action plan or to understand why it's really important for you to reach out and have a connection. And so what I wanted to do today was just to share with you a little reading from my book. So there's a part in my book called The Village Effect, How Kids Bloom with Multiple Caring Adults. And I just wanted to read you part of that little bit. It says, and so you have to, if you're watching on YouTube, you'll see me looking off to the side as I read on my computer, and obviously it won't make any difference to you at all if you're listening on the podcast. So over my years of building communities and raising four children, I've noticed something profound. Our kids learn about human connection by watching us create it. When they see us show up for each other, bringing meals during tough times, sharing genuine laughs over coffee, working through disagreements with grace, they're absorbing lessons no parenting book could teach. They see real friendship in those moments when other parents step in without being asked, when we celebrate each other's wins or problem solve together during challenges. These aren't just social interactions to them. They're blueprints for their own future relationships. Through their eyes, every playdate where adults genuinely connect, every community gathering where we support each other, every moment of authentic friendship becomes a lesson in what it means to be a part of something bigger than ourselves. This is how they learn that community isn't just a nice idea, it's a vital part of human experience. Our children aren't just watching us build community, they're learning how to build their own. Every time they see us reach out, show up, and connect, we're teaching them what real friendship and community looks like in action. This is so important for our kids. Our kids are growing up in a very digitalized social isolation. So we all think we're quite connected, and in some ways we are. We can see what Aunt May's doing, and we know what our childhood friends are doing, but we don't actually show up in each other's lives in the way that that really matters sometimes. And certainly when you're in the thick of, you know, gastro bug or something similar, you want somebody to show up with a meal, not just show you what their latest purchase is on Instagram. So what we need to show our kids is this real ability to show up for each other in a way that really matters, that really counts. And so this book is all about creating that and creating a way for you to model that for your children. Children don't learn to socialize from each other. They learn to socialize from adults. The book, Hold On To Your Kids by Gabor Mate and Gordon Neufeld, is a classic, book around, you know, how to create, that real orientation from your children to you rather than to their peers. And they talk a lot in that book, and it's a very long read. And a lot of my material will encapsulate that for you without having to do a big long read. It's about 15 or so hours, but definitely worthwhile. Essentially what they're saying is that there's this idea that kids should be around their peers, and that's how they learn to socialize. And that's a cultural concept, and it's actually not backed by science. It's not what teaches children to socialize well. If we want our children to socialize well, then we need to show them what that looks like. We need to include them in that space, and we also need to allow them to have other adults in their life, adults who show up for them, adults who mean something to them. And so there's a bit about that in the book as well. So I'd encourage you to reach out and grab the book. It's only $14.95 Australian. It's not on Amazon yet. They're still reviewing it, but it is available on my website, fantasticfuture.com.au, and it's in the store, which is under resources. You can also find links to it all over the place, and I'll pop it in the show notes as well. But yeah, I would really encourage you to read it. If you are struggling to find community, if you haven't got your tribe yet, then this book will teach you how to do that, and it'll help you find the courage to step out of your comfort zone and do the thing that makes a difference to your family. Because chances are, if you step out and do something like that, you're actually helping someone else, not just yourself. So I look forward to talking to you again. Remember that the Family Architect Studio membership is a place where we talk about all these sorts of things, and where you can learn with me face-to-face on our Zoom calls, or watch those recordings later on. So again, in the show notes, I look forward to talking to you soon. Bye for now. Brick by brick. All right, we're crafting better futures, big and small. Parenting by design, not by default, after all. Tune in every week, let's plan it up.